얘기.
Christmas season is, you know, turning out to be a good one.
Merry and bright. Even if you have giant blown up snowmen
in your yard.
In your yard. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
We do. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end.
Away in a manger so long ago laid the King of Kings. A babe, no more than just a child, brought hope to everything. Salvation has come. wonderful, beautiful night. The Savior has come at last. Let the songs ring.
I have a confession to make. I'm a junkie. A Bible junkie. It all started, I was sitting in the park. I saw a little black book underneath the bench, and I picked it up and thumbed through it. It was a pocket-sized New Testament. I thumbed through it some more, and then I did it. I read a verse. Don't ask me why, because Lord knows I didn't want to. But I read a verse. It was in Matthew, and within a couple of days I was through Mark and Luke and heading towards John. That was just the start, though. I went on to bigger things. I read a full King James with concordance. I went out and I got about 8 different Bibles and I stashed them everywhere. My drawers, my car, the water cooler at work. I couldn't get through the day without the word. That's attic slang for the Bible. Well, I was doing okay, and then one weekend I did it. I went up to the mountains and I forgot my Bible. It's hard to talk about now. I got the shakes, and I broke out in a cold sweat. I might not have made it if I hadn't found a Boy Scout who read me John 3:16 for 4 hours straight. Well, pretty soon my so-called friends found out about it. I mean, I was reading a lot, but I wasn't blind. All of a sudden, I didn't get invited to those kind of parties anymore. College newspaper voted me most likely to become a nun. Didn't bother me, though. Really didn't bother me until a couple of months ago, this girl I liked. Her dad said that he didn't want his daughter going out with my kind of guy. Yeah, my kind of guy. I mean, like I had a disease or something. I don't know how he found out. He must have seen my tracks. Didn't stop me, though. Just got me deeper into it. I started pushing. I started getting other people hooked. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I'm a real sicko. A real scum. Well, hey! I've been to doctors, and they couldn't help. They put me on dosages of awake. It put me to sleep. I didn't know where to turn. My friends couldn't help. My girl left me. Then one day I slowed down, and instead of just reading the Bible, I started believing it. And then, as if believing wasn't enough, I started living it. All of a sudden, I realized I didn't have a problem anymore. Because it didn't matter what my friends or my girl's dad or the doctors thought of me. All that matters is that Jesus loves me. And that right there is so neat. I'm proud not to be just a Bible junkie, but a Jesus junkie. I'm hooked, but I'm hooked on the real thing. Thank you.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer.
This is the Christmas of Kansas, wishing you a very merry emperor.
How's it going?
All right. How is your holiday season?
My holiday season is very holiday-ish.
Yes.
Yes. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
I get paid in heavenly rewards.
Yeah. Frodo looked over the waters at the frigid landscape. That freak storm must have blown them off course. The elves anchored, waiting for clear skies. A jingling rang from the fog. Burning Yule logs fell from above, lighting the ship afire. The hobbits and most of the elves made it through the freezing water to the shore. On the beach, they found themselves surrounded by reindeer with razor-tipped antlers.
Ho, ho, ho! Gather them to the workshop. We'll drain them of their magic, and we'll have our workforce. Kill the two short ones. I have no use for them.
I shop at any store that honors the birth of Santa Claus.
What do you hope Santa Claus brings you this year?
Well, I already got a pretty good gift. I don't know. I really have nothing on the list this year. I really don't need anything. I would like sugar cookies.
What I would like is just that lazy boy recliner I talked about earlier. Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah. And then peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a happy new year!
Santa Claus is coming to town. First of all, it's snowing. Yay, I love snow, especially after going and seeing a wonderful Christmas program that the school put on. And yes, they mentioned Jesus and that he's the Son of God, and it was awesome. And then you come out and all these wonderful big snowflakes.
When gentle snowflakes fall, like magic from the sky I saw, my city slips into a winter's dream. Will we have this peace? And can things really change? Is it all it seems on Christmas Day? The lights are in your eyes. Tonight I realize there's so much love that we just never see. It suddenly appears. Snow's falling from the sky. And it's Christmas. Change the world in a single day. It's a miracle I found. I'm turning all around with gentle snowflakes drifting in the breeze. Kids can't wait for Christmas time, but just you wait for Christmas time. You might see some magic from above. When gentle snowflakes fall, like magic from the sky I saw, and cities slip into a winter's dream. Have peace on Christmas everywhere this year. God, we need peace on Christmas everywhere this year.
When I was a kid, going to pick out the Christmas tree was a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it just like they'd done it 40 years before.
Yeah.
We did it just like they did on the Christmas story.
Yeah.
We would drive to the Christmas tree lot.
Uh-huh.
And the Christmas trees would be nailed to pieces of wood.
On the base.
Yes.
Yes.
And they would be standing up. And the guy would be there with you saying, I can trim this up. I can trim that off. You may trim this off here. You may trim this, trim that, do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know. Just, can you even it out here? And he would know the best tree in the lot. Well, what's your best tree in the lot? Oh, this one over here. This one over here. Nobody's got it yet. You know, or, you know, this is the next best tree in the lot. You know, whatever. Because he'd been looking at them all day. And there was probably two or three kids working there and one or two adults working there. Mm-hmm. And it was a little family operation. Well, and then you would pick out the tree. You'd say, okay, this one will do. Got you all trimmed up on it. Okay, so then they would cut the bottom off of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They cut about an inch off the bottom so it'd be nice and fresh on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would take, and they would shake it for you, make sure that none of all the leaves didn't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And it would all be stretched out and falling down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, take it and they would wrap it up for you.
Right.
And you never had to touch it.
This
that was poverty born, the peace of Christmas Day. The branch that bears the bright holy, the dove that rests in yonder tree, the light that shines for all to see, the peace of Christmas Day. Slumbered for 2,000 years, a promise that silenced a thousand fears, a faith that can hobble an ocean of tears, the peace of Christmas Day. The branch that bears the bright holy, the dove that rests in yonder tree, thank you.